Candace came inside. It's a gorgeous day. What are you doing all cooped up in here?
I like it in here.
Candace scanned her apprehensive eyes. A slow recognition came to play, one that said things like, Faith is upset. Faith looks like she wants to toss that hot coffee in my face. I should run. But instead of running, she waltzed right up close to her. Could she not read a clue? Candace stepped around her backside. She placed her hands around Faith's waist and whispered,
So, I texted you last night. When you didn't answer back, I imagined you tucked under the blankets with a peaceful smile on your face as you dreamed.
Faith pressed her lips together.
So, she continued to whisper, where do you want to have dinner tonight?
With the first unhitching snap of her restraint buckle, Faith stiffened. She would not walk into that trap. She could dine with that blonde bimbo instead. Faith had better things to do. Redeposit Bristol's money, balance her checkbook, make a list of hair color she needed for Danielle's trip to the supply shop. So many things to do. She backed out of her embrace.
I can't make it tonight.
Faith went over to the paper towel rack and tore off too many. She needed to stay focused on something, so she knelt down under the sink and dug out the disinfectant spray. A moment later, she doused the counters with it.
Faith, Candace said, with an authority she had not heard before.
Faith pretended not to hear. She swiped the counter with more force, trying to beat the shine into it.
Are you upset with me? Candace asked.
Upset? Faith laughed. Of course not.
Why aren't you looking at me?
I have things I need to focus on right now. Candace looked at the pile of wet paper towels dripping with cleaner.
Yeah, I suppose you do.
Faith wiped the counter feverishly, pushing crumbs into the sink. Candace's eyes followed her. The woman didn't take a hint. Candace liked being with multiple women, and Faith wouldn't beg her not to be. Faith accepted her true nature, a womanizer. Some people did that. She wouldn't judge. She was a modern-day woman with strength and confidence now. She didn't need another person to complete her. Candace could go on her merry little way, back to her wandering lifestyle, and Faith would eventually be fine.
Faith, talk to me.
She bit the inside of her cheek to stop her chin from quivering. She hated how she fell apart so easily. Faith had spent her whole life forfeiting arguments for the sake of keeping peace. She was tired of trapping her true feelings.
Well, okay. The truth is, I wish you could have been honest with me. I'm a grown woman. If you wanted casual sex, I could have handled that.
What? Candace's face contorted with disdain and bewilderment.
Who said I only wanted casual sex?
Faith had handed her a golden ticket, a free hall pass to be honest and state her truth. Why lie to her still? Time for Candace to stop with this charade.
You could have told me.
Told you what?
The truth?
The gathered crowd could have gotten high off your flirty buzz. Recognition spilled across her face.
You saw me?
I did. Dancing the night away with your blonde friend?
Dancing. That's why you're so upset?
A lot more than dancing transpired between the two of you.
She's a friend. A dancer. That's what dance instructors do. We dance.
Dance instructor? Friend? Faith's voice flew up to the high ceiling and paraded around the two of them like a detective, drawing out the criminal's secrets.
Come on now, be honest with me.
You thought I'd rather be with her than you, even though I invited you to join us?
Well, you're free to be with her. We're not exclusive. Well, you've made that clear. She wrapped her arms around her chest. She needed my help to fill in a gap. The show needed to go on. I couldn't leave her without a dance partner. Irrationality surfaced. It stomped on all reason, squashing and trampling all over good intentions. It landed on top of them, suffocating the magic out of whatever could have evolved. I saw the look. The look? The passion, the longing gaze, the sensual prowess. I saw it all. The anger licked at her ankles, burning her at the stake of a hunt she found herself on again. We performed at the annual summer dance-a-thon. That's what dancers do. Faith's argument began to buckle. It snapped one band at a time until it ripped apart and fell at her feet. Could she have been wrong? No. That blonde woman had passion dripping off of her and wrapped Candace right up into her gooey, sticky, lusty arms. Jealousy grew in Faith. It built up into a hard, thick residue and clung to her, unwilling to loosen its grip. I assumed you canceled because maybe you would have rather spent time with her doing what you love most. Why would I cancel on you to be with another woman? Is that what you think of me? That I spent a night making love to you, and then the next night I hook up with someone else? Faith shrank in the wake of Candace's frustration. Well, you have the right to live however you want to live.
That's not how I want to live.
Well, now I know that,
Faith shouted.
Why are we shouting?
I don't know. I'm still mad, I guess. I've been mad since last night. I can't just shut that emotion off like I'm turning off a faucet. It's ridiculous, I know, but this is me, and this is how I react when I think I'm being screwed.
She still yelled, despite her best effort to take it down a notch. Candace bowed her head. I have to go, Faith. I've got nothing else to say.